1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning. It is 8:26, sunny and 51 degrees, and very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment on this Tuesday morning by Christy Dragonis and students at Emporia Middle School, here to talk about the Emporia Middle School Walkathon. I think Christy has a half dozen of students at the middle school with her this morning. Christy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. Well, let's go around the horn here, Christy, and have the Emporia Middle School students introduce themselves.
All right, here we go.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Duncan.
Hi, I'm Bianca Mumana.
Hi, I'm Evan Matthews.
Hi, I'm Maya Sewell.
Hello, I'm Belong.
Hi, I'm Lily Storm.
Did we get them all?
We got them all, yeah.
All right. All right. Well, Christy, let's kick things off here and tell us about the middle school walkathon. I know this is something that is done, I believe, annually and has been very successful in the past, hasn't it?
Yeah. You know, we had to sit out a year or so due to COVID, and we weren't quite sure how we were going to come back from that. And last year, our sixth graders went above and beyond and raised over $18,000 last year. So our group in here has a challenge ahead of them to try to break that record. And we also kind of have added up all of our totals. And so over the past 8 years, this is our ninth year, we've raised over $81,000 so far.
Wow. That is super significant right
there.
That's amazing. So, Christy, where do the dollars go that is raised here? That's a lot of money. So do the students decide where the proceeds go?
Yeah. I'll let one of the students describe how they selected the organizations and what the organizations are.
Okay. Just go ahead and identify yourself before you answer here, please.
I'm Bianca Umana, and our organizations are Food for Students, Camp Alexander, the Street Cat Club, Habitat for Humanity, and the Baby Closet.
All right. Looks like a number of match day participants that are in there. So how do you decide on this? I mean, do you do as students as a group determine what organizations will get the funds?
Yes.
So this is Kaylee, by the way.
Okay.
We have a link that we look at, and we make one-pagers and turn them in, and whoever, like, whatever organization gets the most, we pick that.
Oh, that's a great way of looking at it. Christy, when you have your students kind of doing this and really making these big decisions, what kind of lessons do you think they take away from it other than just being able to help others?
Miles, you want to talk about that? What kind of lessons do you take away from this, like about helping others and things like that?
I'm Miles. Honestly, it's kind of just help giving back to others. It's helping. It's just helping people that need help. It's just a good cause is what we get out of it.
That's a great answer.
That is a great answer.
Yes.
Let's talk about how the walkathon works. Who wants to take this question? Is it a one day, or do you have a set number of days that you walk? And do you go out and solicit money from those who want to sponsor you? Exactly how does the walk work, and how do you raise the money?
How the walk works is one day, this Friday, we are having a walkathon where students who raise money, some students who didn't raise any money won't be able to go. the students who raise money will go to the high school track and thing, and we'll walk all around all day, have fun, drink water. Whoever gets the most laps gets to go bowling with the principal.
All right. I think I heard you. Can we have you get a little closer to your speaker in there? We're having a little bit of a difficult time picking you up. So can you give us that answer one more time, please?
We have one day a week, this Friday, where we go out to the high school track, and we walk the laps, have fun, just hang out. And the students who walk the most laps will go to with the principal bowling for a day.
Bowling, huh? Is that fun? You like to bowl?
I don't really like it, but I do.
Okay, so who answered that question for us? Who was that?
Bo Long.
Say it again.
Bo Long.
Bo Long.
Oh, okay. Bo Long.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Okay, so one day this Friday. So, Christy, a lot of students raising money, participating. Will there be a lot of walkers and walking going on?
Yeah, I mean, we walk pretty much the whole day. We've already got our schedule lined out. They take a little break for lunch. They come back and take a little break for us to get prepared for our assembly in the afternoon, but otherwise they're walking that entire time. So they're pretty worn out by the end of the day.
So you walk all day?
We walk all day, pretty much. We start at about 8:30. We walk till about 10:30 to get ready for lunch. We take our lunch break. We come back out. We walk for another couple hours in the afternoon, and then we come back in and have our assembly.
You know, Christy, you mentioned this is an all-day thing, and the kids are walking pretty much constantly. Obviously, it's great exercise, but I got to imagine it's great for their social skills as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to have maybe one of them speak to that. You know, when they come in as fifth graders and we do some of our tours at the middle school, a lot of them inquire about the walkathon because they've heard about it. And so I kind of talked to a couple of them about actually maybe sharing, like, you heard about it in fifth grade, now you're experiencing it, you know, you're being a part of this. What is that like for you?
Absolutely.
And one of you guys want to talk about that? Go ahead, say your name.
My name's Bianca, and I was expecting, like, something not as fun, but getting to do it in real life. It was a lot of fun getting to go door-to-door and knowing that it's going to a good cause for a lot of people in need, and I think that's, like, one of the main parts.
It was definitely better than you thought it would be, huh?
Yeah.
So, raising the money, obviously that's very important to raise the funds that will go to many worthy organizations that you have identified for us here this morning. So do you go to family, friends, you know, to raise the money? Are you looking for sponsorships? How does that work?
So we're going to go door to door, and my mom actually put a video on Facebook, and we've been getting a lot of donations from that.
So, Christy, are we seeing a lot of creative fundraising techniques here?
Yeah, I'm going to have Miss Bianca speak to her creative way of raising money.
What I did is going door-to-door was making cupcakes as a thank you for any donations we received, and that really encouraged people to donate.
Food works great.
It's my biggest weakness.
Anybody else have any creative ways that you went around?
Yeah.
Bo, you want to talk about it? Come on up here, buddy.
I just texted my grandma and grandpa, and they just donated $50. So far I've gotten 100. Altogether, I should get 195.
Way to go, grandma,
yes.
Grandpa. They're always good.
Always go.
This is a very good cause. So, was there any goal this year? Do you want to kind of do what you raised last year with $18,000? How does that work, gang?
Well, I think what their goal is, and maybe one of them will speak to it, but Miles might speak to it here in a minute. Obviously, our goal is to break the past goal, which we, you know, 18,000 last year was pretty amazing. So the goal is obviously to break that. Miles, do you want to talk any more about that? If you don't have to, if you don't have anything. As of now, they're sitting at $9,300.
Still, so, okay, go ahead.
We still have, they can collect for the rest of this week. We also currently have a silent auction that is on Facebook that people can either search through my name, or it's called the EMS Walkathon Silent Auction. And we have a lot of wonderful items that some of them, like Miss Kaylee here, her family has donated things towards the auction and our community members, and so we're really grateful to that because that brings in quite a bit of money. We've been able to do like a hat day today. The students were able to wear hats and donate a dollar. So trying to do a lot of different kind of creative ways to raise a little bit of extra money and hoping that we can top that goal from last year.
Well, if, you know, we have any listeners that would like to make a donation to the Emporia Middle School Walkathon, and people would like to do that, Christy, how can they donate?
Yeah, they can honestly just reach out here to the middle school, to myself. My daughter, Madison Dragonis, also is a part of this committee as well. Any of the students mentioned, if they have a family member or a student on a particular team, it always gets fun and challenging because they can donate towards that team because we have a little friendly competition between teams to see who raises the most money. But, yeah, they could just contact us, and we'd be more than happy to give them information if they wanted to help support us out here.
All right. So one final question. I don't know who wants to take this, but why should we donate to the Emporia Middle School Walkathon?
Donating is helping people in need and helping people that would kind of like to go places. And it's helping a lot of people, like people that need clothes for babies and food, or all the way to cats and animals that need help too. It's helping students, and it's helping kids get out during the summer and have something to do. And I think that's why people should donate.
Serves the whole community.
Great answer.
Yes.
And who just gave that answer?
Bianca.
Okay, what's your last name again, Bianca?
Umana.
Okay. Well, hey, great job, guys. We appreciate you taking some time to join us.
Yes.
Christy, anything else before we wrap it up here?
I don't think so. We just appreciate you reaching out and being able to publicize it a little bit more before we wrap it up on Friday.
Well, great job, everybody. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. That's Christy Dragonis, middle school teacher, and six students that are six of many involved in the Emporia Middle School Walkathon that will be taking place, well, all day, basically, out at the Emporia High School track.
On
raising
Friday.
Money for a handful of worthy organizations after $18,000 last year.
A few of those organizations we actually talked to yesterday. So great causes there, of course. And again, thank you to the Emporia Middle School for the work that they're doing, really serving the whole community there, Ron, a good encompassing fundraiser.
Indeed. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. 840 Sunshine, 54 degrees. Good morning.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle?